The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope everyone's enjoying their weekend so far. We are going to talk about the silent killer today. The silent killer is stress. Stress makes every condition worse. If you have heart disease, stress will make it worse. You ask doctors who work in the emergency room, they'll tell you that Monday morning is the time where they see the most heart attacks, the most strokes, because people are under stress. They've been off all weekend, resting, relaxing, and then Monday morning comes, the stress of the week, stress of the work, stress of the job, stress of the commute, stress of traffic, stress of pollution, stress of bad people that you work with, a bad boss, stress with money, you're not getting paid enough, stress with the bills, inflation. Monday morning is always the worst. Stress will literally kill you. That's a big cause of cancer. A lot of people who get cancer are under high stress mode. When you're under stress, your immune system becomes weak. And when your immune system becomes weak, that's when the cancer can take over. Stress is the worst thing for your brain and your body. If you're worried about cancer, you better start reducing your stress. If I ever had a loved one with cancer, I would let them know, hey, maybe you have to quit your job that's stressing you out. Maybe you have to get out of a bad relationship. Maybe you have to move out of a stressful city. You might have to take major life changes, such as moving, quitting a job, breaking up with a loved one, but it's your life. Nothing's more important than your health. You're no good to anyone if you're not healthy. So stress will also make diabetes worse. Stress can lead to Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Stress can cause obesity, difficulty with sleep, anxiety, panic attacks, skin problems. Somebody today asked me about the shingles. I said, everyone I know that gets the shingles gets it when they're in stress mode. So you have to reduce your stress. How do you reduce your stress? That's the question. Number one, I would turn off the news. The news is one of the most stressful things you could watch, you could listen to, you can read about. What's in the news? Stabbings, murders. What else is in the news? War of Russia and Ukraine. What else is in the news? The inflation, political corruption, racism, police brutality, COVID-19, fires, hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, terrorism, natural disasters, global warming, What's in the news? It's all stuff that's going to put you in stress mode. You don't see happy, fun stories on the news. You see scary stuff. You see stressful stuff. And when do people watch the news? First thing in the morning. That's a horrible way to start the day. When's the next time they watch the news? Right before bed. And they wonder why they can't sleep well. A lot of people think that the news doesn't affect them and they're just watching to be informed. By being informed, that creates more anxiety, more stress, more tension. If you want to be informed, you look up specific things. You want to know what the weather is, you look up the weather. You want to know how much a stock is worth, you look up stocks. If you want to stress yourself out and look up how many people have died of COVID, you can look it up. But it's less stressful just to look it up on a website rather than watching the news, what sensationalizes everything, puts you in fear mode. They want you, you know, staying on their station so the advertisers will pay them. And the way to get people to stay on their station is to keep them in fear, stress mode. Same, not just mainstream media with the 24-hour news cycle. Now it's social media also, because all our friends and family are posting stuff about all the atrocities in the world. The Republicans are evil because of this. The Democrats are evil because of that. These people are fighting. These people are committing crimes. The more angry you get, the more fear you get, the more stressed you are, the longer you stay on social media. People aren't staying on watching cat videos. They're staying on because people are fighting. People will watch other people fighting on social media. They'll literally follow this whole conversation between two people and they don't know either of the people. But people will just watch and read others fighting. Everything on social media is people like getting mad at each other and yelling at each other and fighting with each other. I'd rather see the cat videos and the food pictures and the vacations and the family pictures and the pictures of the pets and the dogs and the school pictures of the kids and how they're growing up and graduation pictures and dances. And I like that stuff. I don't want to hear about why somebody's trying to kill me or all the danger going into the city and these people don't care about you and these people don't care about you. And there's too much stress. We got to reduce our stress. So unplug the cable, turn off the news, turn off social media. You need a detox, just like you need to detox with certain bad foods or detox with alcohol or drugs. You got to detox from social media, the news, and electronics. Got to unplug, turn off the Wi-Fi. Especially when you sleep, you got to turn off all the electricity. You don't want to have your head next to electricity. That's dangerous. You don't want it next to Wi-Fi. That's dangerous. Watch out for your kids too. A lot of these kids are sleeping with their phones, sleeping with their computers, sleeping with their iPads in the bed while Wi-Fi is on and the data plan's on and 5G's on. It's a lot of radiation. You want to reduce stress? You got to reduce your radiation. You got to reduce the electromagnetic fields. You got to turn off the Wi-Fi, put it on Bluetooth, unplug everything. Don't sleep near any electricity. To decrease stress, we have to decrease electromagnetic frequency. If you have to carry it and you're putting it in your pocket, put it on airplane mode. Turn off that Wi-Fi. Turn off the data plan. We got to stay away from those stimulators. It's the worst thing for stress. Remember, stress is the silent killer. Even with COVID-19, people who got exposed to COVID-19 when they were in stress mode were more likely to have a bad outcome. People who were bit by a tick in stress mode are more likely to get Lyme disease. I see it all the time. I'm treating COVID long haulers. I'm helping with Lyme disease. We're helping people with brain fog after COVID. We're helping people with chemo brain. Chemotherapy can mess up the brain as well. And like we said before, when you're in stress mode, you're more likely to get cancer. So stress mode makes you more susceptible to not only these horrible diseases like heart disease and cancer, but even infections like COVID and Lyme, mono, Epstein-Barr virus, herpes. People get herpes outbreaks when they're in stress mode. So we have to get people out of stress mode. One of the best tests to see if you're in stress mode is called a QEEG brain mapping. You wear this cap. It looks like a swimmer's cap that has electrodes attached to it all over. And it measures all the different areas of brain. And it will literally come up and let us know, hey, you have anxiety. You have anger. You have aggression. You have insomnia. You have difficulty sleeping. You have low energy. You have brain fog. You have memory problems. You have intestinal inflammation. You have thyroid problems. You have dopamine problems, acetylcholine problems, heavy metal poisoning, concussion. It's pretty amazing technology, and it's non-invasive. There's no radiation. It's not like an X-ray or a CAT scan. You don't have to have any contrast fluid that people react to, like the MRIs. You don't have to lie in this small little tube. It takes just a few minutes. It's non-invasive. There's no pain. There's no radiation. It's normally $400, but for the first 7 people that call, you can get it for only $21. Just say you're a listener of my radio show and you want to be one of the first 7 people to get the QEEG brain mapping, which is normally $400 for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738. That's 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Again, that's info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. So you can email and let us know if you want to take advantage of the $400 QEEG brain mapping for only $21. Just be one of the first 7 people to call 646-221-6738. We'll continue when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We were talking about the silent killer, stress, and that when you're in stress mode, you're going to be more susceptible to many conditions, such as COVID-19, Lyme disease, mold exposure, concussion. We're treating a lot of patients with concussion right now. Actually, I just came out with a new book. It's called Concussion Discussions. I'm one of the co-authors with a few other doctors. And we're all writing about how concussion can affect the brain and the body. My section is about how those who have gotten concussion are more likely to get dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, neurodegenerative disorders, if they don't repair their brains post-concussion. A lot of people have had concussions and don't even realize it's affecting their brain currently. So you can hit your head 20 years ago and it's still affecting your memory and your focus and your motivation and your anxiety and your depression and your sleep and your digestion till this very day. But you have to discover if you have any brain issues as a result of that concussion. Before the break, we were talking about the QEEG brain mapping. That's one of the best tests you could get for concussion. It tells you exactly what areas of the brain are not working properly. Once we figure out what areas of the brain are not working properly, then we can come up with therapeutic exercises or stimulations or activations that are going to strengthen those weak areas. I am not the doctor that writes prescriptions for pills. The pills are usually hiding symptoms. So if you have a headache, most doctors will give you a headache pill. If you have anxiety, most doctors will give you an anxiety pill. If you have troubles with sleep, they're going to give you a sleeping pill. I'm a different type of neurologist. I'm a functional neurologist. Not a typical medical neurologist where I write prescriptions, but a functional neurologist where we get to the root cause of the brain problems and increase its function so you feel better and live a better life. Now, since we're talking about anxiety today, we want to see where the problems are in the brain that cause anxiety. There could be lots of different areas. The most common area that causes anxiety comes from what's called your sympathetic nervous system. Your sympathetic nervous system will put you in stress mode. Stress mode we call the fight or flight mode, rather than a non-stress mode, which is the rest and digest. So what we want to do is strengthen the areas that will decrease stress mode. One of the best areas to decrease stress mode is called the vagus nerve, V-A-G-U-S, the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve, when you're in this fight or flight mode, is weak. So just like you could go to the gym and strengthen your muscles, the neuroscience has shown that you could actually make your vagus nerve stronger, which will get you out of that fight or flight mode. If you get out of that fight or flight mode, then you're less likely to get the stroke. You're less likely to get the heart attack. You're less likely to get diabetes and obesity. You're more likely to sleep well and have better digestion and more energy. So we have to calm the overactive nervous system. There are so many ways, easy ways, stuff that you could do at home to calm your overactive nervous system if you want to reduce stress and anxiety. So get a pen and a paper because I am going to talk quick and go over a bunch of different things. Humming, that is going to help calm an overactive nervous system. Listening to calm music, especially classical music too. Taking a deep sigh. Shaking your body. Exercising. Yoga. Touching. Gargling stimulates your vagus nerve. Gargle really loud. You want to wake up your neighbors. I do it in the shower. I could shoot for the ceiling. Could be really messy. Meditation, a cold shower, very good for calming down the overactive nervous system. I know that seems like it might shock your system and stress you out, but the cold is so important to calm your nervous system down. You get better sleep when you're in the cold, not when you're in the heat. If you're overactive, your brain's on fire, it's overheated, it's inflamed, it's overstimulated, we got to cool you down. Take a cold shower. Calm everything down. You're overactive, you're overheated. End your shower with cold. Singing. You notice you always feel better when you sing. Chanting, connecting with nature. You have to be one of those tree huggers, hug a tree. You could do earthing where you take your bare feet in the grass, in the dirt. Everyone knows how good it feels when they get to the beach and they dig their feet in the sand. Be one with nature. Walk in the forest, take hikes, get sunlight. I don't care if it's cold. We like the cold. The cold says it's very good for your nervous system. It's good to be cold. Massage is good. You know, a lot of people with COVID-19, they didn't want to touch anybody. You got to be 6 feet apart. And the touch is so important. Massage is so important. Aromatherapy, deep breathing. The best way to breathe is to inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. Squeezing a stress ball, very good for your overactive nervous system. Practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness is when you only focus on one thing at a time. If you're eating, you're not reading the newspaper, watching TV, scrolling through Facebook. You're smelling the food. You're touching the food. You're biting many times. You're feeling the texture. You're looking at all the nice colors. You feel the swallow, feel the digestion. Be at one with eating. When you're at the gym, you know, don't be gossiping, talking to other people. Be focused, be in gym mode. When you're at work, don't be checking your text messages or your emails, be in work mode. When you're reading a book, focus on the book. Don't have the TV on the background or some music playing. Practicing mindfulness is being in that moment. When you're talking to someone, look at them, listen to every word that they're saying. Shut off all background noises. That's practicing mindfulness. Dancing. Put on some music and dance. Connect with loved ones. Call an old friend you haven't seen in a while, or just stop by and surprise them. Placing your hand over your heart with deep breathing is going to calm your nervous system. And just imagine your heart relaxing, your blood pressure going down. Petting an animal, that's the best thing for stress. When we got COVID-19 in our house, all the kids were stressed because they couldn't touch their other friends. They couldn't play tag, couldn't do their play dates anymore. Couldn't share toys at school. It was very weird. So like we said, let's get a dog so they could touch and play with the dog. That helps to relax their nervous system. Doing art, drawing. It's very good to calm your nervous system. Having a gratitude journal. Self-care. Take a nice shower. Shave. Look nice. Smell nice. Exercise, feel good about yourself. Tapping your body all over. Laughter, even if it's fake laughter. But you got to have fun. If you're going to watch TV or you're going to listen to a podcast or, you know, like do something either very funny, makes you laugh. You know, people are too serious these days. You got to relax the overactive nervous system. These are all simple, easy things that everybody can do at home. These are simple, easy ways to calm an overactive nervous system, to get you out of that stress mode, bring down your cortisol levels, get you sleeping better, get your energy, get your brain focused, help you to heal, kill off any viruses or bacteria. Your immune system is strong when your nervous system is relaxed and healthy. We're going to continue this discussion when we come back from the break. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You're listening to Boost Your Brain Power.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to calm down your overactive nervous system so that you're not in stress mode, that you're in a calm state, in that rest and digest. We were talking about the vagus nerve, the parasympathetic nervous system. There's lots of ways to stimulate the vagus nerve. One of the ways we were talking about before was gargling really intensely, making a noise with the back of your throat. Another thing that stimulates your vagus nerve is a big swallow. Just get a bunch of saliva on your tongue and do a big swallow. I call it the golf ball swallow. The gag reflex, that's where you take your toothbrush or a tongue depressor, kind of push your tongue down and hit the back of your throat, the back of the palate, and you'll get like a little gag, like a little. Now, we don't want to do it to the point where you throw up, just to get the reflex. And if you have a history of bulimia or an eating disorder, do not try this. But if you do have anxiety and stress and you're trying to relax your overactive nervous system, you want to try to get your vagus nerve working better, the gag reflex has actually been proven through neuroscience to stimulate that vagus nerve. So there are lots of natural ways you can do it. You don't have to take anti-anxiety pills and sleeping pills to calm down your overactive nervous system. You can use a process called neuroplasticity. You got to rewire your brain. But you got to do it over and over and over again. You got to do the gargling 30 seconds, three times a day, over and over and over again. That's going to take care of your vagus nerve. Your vagus nerve will help get you out of stress mode, that fight or flight, more into a relaxed rest and digest state. Because people are too much in stress mode right now. There's a part of your ear that's linked to this parasympathetic nervous system. It's called your tragus. It's sort of like the middle part of your ear that's closest to your jaw. It's not the bottom of the lobe, or it's not the top. It's not the back. It's kind of like that little flap right by your jaw, you know, towards your face. And if you rub that tragus, that can help relax your nervous system. Rubbing your face can help relax your nervous system. Splashing your face with cold water can relax your nervous system. Making different noises, sounds, singing, all that stuff, so easy to do. But you just have to practice it. Now, there is another test that's called a VNG, video nystagmography. Now, that test is really good because it measures your eyes. People who are in stress mode, we're going to see it in their eyes because their pupils are going to be too big. And not only can they be too big, and a lot of times we'll see it on one side versus the other, but they also can have what's called hippus, where they constrict and dilate. They become smaller and bigger. I see that a lot with people in stress mode, where their pupils become smaller and bigger and smaller and bigger. That means their autonomic nervous system isn't working properly. So the VNG is a great test to tell us if your pupils are too big, if they're constricting and dilating too much, and most importantly, if there's an imbalance of your left brain and your right brain. We see that so much where one part of the, or one half of the brain is overactive. That's the anxiety and the insomnia, stress mode, the muscle tension. That's where people get headaches and neck pain and back pain from an overactive brain. And what the VNG will tell us, which side is overactive and which side is underactive. For the underactive, people are going to get depression, brain fog, low motivation, fatigue. So we see that a lot also. And a lot of people switch back and forth. But this VNG test will tell us exactly, is it the right side that's underactive or is it the left side? Is the left side overactive or is it the right side? Then we can focus our therapies to bring down the overactive areas and strengthen the weak areas. Because if you try and strengthen the overactive areas, you could actually get worse. Or if you try and calm down the underactive areas, you can get worse. So that's why the VNG is so important. Now that test, the VNG, is normally $400. But we're doing a special for all the radio listeners today. For the first 7 people that call, you could get that VNG test for only $21. Please call 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. That's to get the $400 VNG test, which is going to tell us the difference between the left brain and the right brain. Is one side overactive? Is one side underactive? Are they not connecting properly? It's normally a $400 test. Test all the different areas of the brain. Non-invasive, no radiation, no side effects, no risks. It's normally $400, but for the first 7 people that call or email, they can get the test for only $21. So I'm going to say the phone number again, 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com to get that VNG test, video nystagmography. It's a cool test. You wear these goggles. They have infrared cameras on them. Then we have this red light on this laser beam panel that you follow, and there's a fast one and a slow one, and there's one that comes over and over, and how you do with a head movement and with light. You can analyze all the different areas of the brain with the eyes. The eyes are the window into the nervous system. Then I can also look into the eyes, and I can see the blood vessels and see if you're going to be more prone to heart attacks or stroke. We can see how your liver is doing if it's too yellow. The eyes tell us all the different areas of the brain and the nervous system. It's the only part of the brain we can observe, right? I can't see your brain. I can't see your spinal cord. I can't see any of your nerves, but we can see the eyes. So we're going to use the eyes, how we diagnose your brain issues. Because the key to your health is getting to the root cause of the problem. We don't want to treat symptoms with medication and just Band-Aid. We want to get to the underlying root cause. Where is this stress mode coming from? And then we can do a full brain analysis. Then we can get to the root cause. And then all my solutions are completely natural, without any drugs, no medications, no injections. It's a very holistic approach, but we hit it from all the different angles. I might have to alter your diet. I might have to have you drink more water. You might have to get more physical exercise. You might have to change some sleeping habits. You might have to do some breathing exercises, some meditation. You know, it's a lot of work. I always tell patients, don't come to see me if you're not willing to put in the work. If you want a doctor that's just going to write you a prescription or medication, I'm not the doctor for you. But if you're sick of having to see doctors, if you're sick of being sick, if you're sick of not feeling well and healthy and energetic and vibrant and focused and sleeping well and digesting well and breathing well, and you want to find why this is happening, I'm the place to come. We have two offices. We have one in Manhattan in the Village off of 6 and Bleecker. It's a great neighborhood. And then we have one in Northern Jersey in Bergen County, Emerson by Paramus near all the malls. We have really cool equipment. We have hyperbaric oxygen chamber. We have infrared laser. We have different oxygen concentrators. We have cranial sacral therapists, massage therapists, physical therapists, Reiki healers, and lymph drainage massage. We got functional neurologists, chiropractors. We got a lot of different types of therapies, a lot of cool technology, but it's all holistic. I'm not into all the specialization of medicine. We have one doctor for your gut, one for your bones, one for your muscles, one for your nerves, one for your liver and your heart. And these doctors, they don't look how everything works together. So I think the future of medicine, in my opinion, is doctors that take a holistic, integrative approach and looking how all the parts work together and look at the connections and where are places not connected, where are the systems shutting down, because you're only as strong as your weakest link. So what we want to do is figure out your weakest link and work on that, and everything else functions at a higher level. And it all starts from getting you out of stress mode. That's the most important thing to handle, is getting you out of stress mode. Because like we said before, I don't care what condition you have, if you're out of stress mode, you're going to function better, feel better, and live better. So we will continue this conversation when we come back from the break. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about reducing stress, anxiety. Now, one of the best ways to reduce stress and anxiety is to get a good night's sleep. To get a good night's sleep, you have to stop eating at night. You really want to stop eating 4 hours before bedtime. So if you want to go to bed at 10, you got to stop eating at 6. And not only do you want to stop eating at 6, you want to stop electronics at 6 as well. And you want to go outside. If you have to, put on a glove and hats and a coat. I want you to go outside when it's dark so that your brain sees the moon and the stars and says, okay, it's time to relax. You want to be at home, 8 o'clock at night, eating dinner, TV's on, cell phone's on, Wi-Fi's on, the lights are on, the news is on. It's too much stimulation. You're going to be in stress mode. Got to calm everything down. So you want to quit electronics and food after six so you can go to bed by 10. The most important hours of sleep are the hours before midnight. So it's ideal to sleep from 10 to 6. That's your 8 hours of sleep. You also want to eat from 10 to 6. It's called intermittent fasting. When you go long hours without eating, that helps to relax your overactive nervous system. In the beginning, it'll be hard. You'll be hungry at night, but just start drinking water, and that will help. Now, for sleep, you don't want to have any stimulants. For anxiety, you don't want stimulants. What are the stimulants? Caffeine's the biggest one, right? How much coffee do you drink? Start switching that coffee for something without caffeine. Maybe a mushroom tea. Dirt tea, mud tea it's called. Or just make an herbal tea, some ginger. Just buy a piece of ginger, make some tea. Buy some apple cinnamon, make some apple cinnamon tea. Or just drink water. It doesn't even have to be hot. You can just have hot lemon water if you want. But stay away from the stimulants. Caffeine's a stimulant. Sugar is a stimulant, right? It's sugar time of season. A lot of people are eating cookies and cakes and pastries. And alcohol. Alcohol is a lot of sugar. Juice has a lot of sugar. A lot of people think juicing is healthy. Juicing is just keeping all the sugar and it's getting rid of all the important fiber and the nutrients. Better to eat the food or blend it rather than drink the juice. Preservatives are stimulants and food dyes. Artificial flavors, natural flavors, artificial sweeteners. Sugar replacements, those are all stimulants. Those create more anxiety, more stress. So if you're really serious about reducing your stress levels and your anxiety, you got to get rid of those stimulants. You got to get in a relaxed state. Cigarettes are stimulants. Obviously, Red Bull stimulants. You don't need that stuff for energy. Create your own energy with healthy eating, physical exercise, getting a good night's sleep, drinking the right amount of water, journaling, meditating, breathing. You can create energy. You don't need coffee. That's fake energy. You don't need melatonin to sleep. That's fake. You got to create it yourself. You got to in what's called your circadian rhythms. One of the best ways to do that is go outside when the sun rises and go outside when the sun sets. Your brain resets. Your brain will figure out when it's nighttime, when it's daytime, if it's outside. When it's inside and the lights are on, the TV's on, the computer's on, and the cell phone's on, it never knows what time it is. So we got to relax the nervous system. Too much stimulation. It's no good. No good for sleep, no good for energy, and creates more stress and more anxiety. Another thing that's really good for stress and anxiety is finding an activity that gets your body moving, but then that's fun. You know, if you're in an anxiety situation, you can't start thinking, okay, calm down, just relax, don't be so worried. You got to do an activity that moves your body, even if it's just go outside for a walk. Do some jumping jacks, do some push-ups, listen to some music and start dancing. Move your body. You use it or you lose it. Get one of those punching bags and start punching the bag. That'll reduce anxiety and stress. You got to do activities that get your mind off whatever's creating the stress and anxiety and distract yourself by giving yourself something fun and active to do. You got to move your body, have some fun, and even better if you do it with somebody else, call a friend, do something social. Or help somebody. So if you're having trouble, one of the best ways to reduce your own anxiety is to help somebody else who's having some stress and anxiety. And if someone else witnesses that, that reduces their anxiety. It's pretty cool. If you have anxiety and you help somebody else who has anxiety, you reduce your anxiety, you reduce their anxiety, and the person who witnesses you doing this good deed reduces their anxiety. So help somebody else who's got more problems than you. That's one of the best things that makes you feel good about yourself. And a lot of people right now are depressed because of what's called seasonal affect disorder. There's less sunlight right now. So one of the best ways to do that is to supplement with vitamin D. The supplement that I recommend is through Apex Energetics. I love their vitamin D. It's in fat. Vitamin D is a fat soluble vitamin, so you need fat to get absorbed. It also has vitamin K and calcium and magnesium in certain ratios so we can get absorbed. Most of the supplements out there don't get absorbed. You got to be very careful with all these supplements. Don't get supplements from CVS and the vitamin shop and Whole Foods. And, you know, there's so many horrible, horrible vitamins out there that are full of impurities and contaminants and fillers and preservatives and food dyes and sugar. And oh my God, you'd be very careful with what you put in your body. Less is more. If you're really healthy, you don't need to take vitamins because all that stuff we said could be stimulants and that creates more anxiety. Even for kids, they take those multi-gummy vitamins, those Flintstones or whatever, they still have those. I mean, those are toxic, those sugar and food dyes and chemicals, and that's going to create more stress and more anxiety. You're not going to be deficient in all these vitamins. All you got to do is do blood work and figure out what areas you're deficient in. And if you are deficient in something like vitamin D, then you do a supplement. But don't take any supplements until you do the proper blood work. You're not going to take a supplement. Oh, I'm not going to take calcium because I'm a certain age and I have osteoporosis. Or I'm not going to take iron because my doctor said I'm anemic because my hemoglobin is low. Or I'm not going to take B12 because I'm a vegetarian. I have low energy. It's like you're only going to take supplements when you're actually deficient and there's a problem and you need to do blood work to figure that out. If you're interested in doing a whole evaluation, a one-on-one evaluation with me, where I check your brain to see where the anxieties come from. I listen to your heart to see if it's going too fast. I listen to your gut and feel your gut to see if you have any intestinal blockage or any inflammation or bloating. We check out your posture. A lot of people have really bad posture, and we're going to teach you how to fix your posture so you don't get a hunchback. That's the worst thing for your brain if you're all hunched forward. A lot of kids are even getting that. It used to be just old people would get this hunchback. Now I'm seeing little kids getting it and teenagers because they're getting this tech neck or this nerd neck where they're looking down. That's going to cause a lot of brain issues. So we have a lot of ways to check. We want to check your reflexes, your range of motion, your muscles, see how you respond to light, sound. And then I can also go over your blood work and tell you, are you deficient? Do you not have enough stomach acid? Do you have too much inflammation? Are you dehydrated? Do you have too much salt? The blood work can tell us about your thyroid and anemias and if you have issues with cholesterol and triglycerides and if you're deficient in magnesium or zinc or vitamin D or C, but we got to do the blood work analysis first. This complete test done by me one-on-one is normally $400. But for the first 7 people that contact us, you can get it for only $21. It takes about 45 minutes. We check all your systems, your brain and your body. Again, normally $400, but if you sign up, the first 7 people get it for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com to get the one-on-one evaluation with me. Normally $400, you can get it for only $21. All you have to do is call 646 221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. But you have to be one of the first 7 people that call to get a one-on-one with me. And if you want to do all 3, you can pay the $21 for the QEEG brain mapping to analyze all the different areas of the brain. Plus, you can play another $21 for the VNG to check out that left side and the right side, which side is overactive, which side is underactive. Plus, you can pay another $21 and get the one-on-one with me, one-on-one for 45 minutes, checking all your systems. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. If you're interested in more information, you can go to the website, kaplandc.com. You can also follow our Facebook group. We have Kaplan Brain and Body on Facebook. We have Instagram, Kaplan Brain and Body. We also have TikTok, Kaplan Brain and Body. And I also have 2 books out. One is called Concussion Discussions, about how concussion can affect your brain. And I have another book called Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. That's how to prevent dementia and Alzheimer's. We have them at my office. So you can also call us and email us for copies of those as well. You can go on Amazon to get Boost Your Brain Power. But a lot of our information is out there. Hope you learned a lot this week, and we'll continue the discussion about how to boost your brain power, function better, feel better, and live a better life. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, and we'll see you next week.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.